97.7.
It's time for Drive Time Intelligence, brought to you by Moraine Park Technical College. Moraine Park can help you with company training. Call 920-924-3289 or log on to moraineparkedu. Whether you're just starting out in life, getting ready to retire, or anywhere in between, we have what you need to be happier, healthier, more interesting, and more fun to be around. We call it Intelligence for Your Life. It's right here on the John Tesh Radio Show each and every day. Coming up on the health front, I have instructions for turning your immune system into the heavyweight champion of the germ-fighting world. Don't miss this story. You'll use this stuff. Also, your family could be making you fat. I have the news you need to cut down on calories and lose those extra pounds. And as we get started here, speaking of that, we need to talk about soda. There's a big reason for you to cut back on soda today. Every sugar-sweetened 20-ounce soda that you drink has about 250 calories, okay? Which is like eating 17 teaspoons of sugar. This causes serious weight gain. Think of it this way. If you give up just one soda a day, by the end of this year, you will have saved 91,000 calories and lost 26 pounds of fat.
You're listening to the Johnny Tesh Radio Show.
Let's go, girls.
That's Daniel Powder.
John Tesh, I need some drive time intelligence.
It is a rough time of year for our health. Everybody from our kids to the guy in the elevator is coughing and sneezing and broadcasting germs everywhere. What is the key to staying well in these dark days? Getting your body's defenses in top shape. So here we go with some ways to make your immune system really strong, courtesy of WebMD. First, you got to cut your stress levels. In study after study that we've had on this show, people with less stress have fewer illnesses. If you can't get away from the source of your stress, do something every day to make sure you relax, even if it's just taking a short walk or a hot bath, both of which are proven to lower blood pressure. Next, you cannot skimp on sleep. I will not allow you to do this. Burning the midnight oil costs you big time in the long run when you're sick in bed. Your body repairs itself when you're asleep, so sleep time is vital. The third way to shift your immune system into overdrive is to cuddle up. According to a Berkeley University study, people whose daily lives include lots of physical contact suffer fewer serious illnesses and live longer than folks who aren't as cuddly. And one last tip for shifting your immune system into high gear: turn on some music as long as it's music you enjoy. Just 30 minutes of music a day raises levels of the proteins that protect your body from infection. It's a fact. And even if your stress level rises while you're listening to the music, the proteins keep doing their job and continue doing it long after you stop listening. The keys to staying healthy: pencils ready, music, hugs, cuddling, sleep, and stress-relieving techniques. Drive Time Intelligence, brought to you by Moraine Park Technical College on Sunny 97.7. That's Spandau Ballet.
Music and intelligence for your life.
Okay, you need to put down whatever you're doing, unless it's the steering wheel, and pay attention here because this is important. Your family's making you fat. So is your best friend. According to new research, where you eat and the company you keep are as important as what you eat. Here's the scoop. According to a study by Georgia State University, when people eat with others, they eat more than when they're alone. How much more depends on the number of people. When we eat with one other person, we eat one-third more. It's a fact. Add a second person, you can double your calorie intake. And ladies, it's better to have lunch with your girlfriends than your husband. Women eat almost 15% less when they dine man-free. Because when they nosh with the guys, they eat more like guys. Bigger portions. Wolfing. Calorie trap number two, seeing food. Just seeing it. In the University of Illinois study, people ate a third less chocolate when it was stored in a jar that they couldn't see through. Once the candy went into a glass container, the rate of chocolate gobbling went back up. And don't keep food within arm's reach. This happened to me on Valentine's Day. In another experiment, candy consumption dropped by 6 pieces a day when the candy bowl went from a worker's desk to a shelf 6 feet away. One last tip when it comes to your weight: extra choices mean extra weight. When researchers gave people a jar filled with 10 different colors of M&Ms, they ate more than people given a bowl with fewer colors, a lot more. So what's the take-home message? Keep the healthy stuff at hand. For example, you'll drink more water if you keep a pitcher of it on the table. You're more likely to eat fruit and not candy if one's nearby and the other is still on the shelf at the grocery store. When it comes to staying slim, ladies and gentlemen, it really is out of sight, off of waistline.
The more you listen, the more you know. Intelligence for your life.
It's the John Tesh Radio Show. Todd Deering is live and on location this afternoon. We'll check in with him next right here on The Sun.
We'll have you seeing red. Red tags at Holiday Buick Pontiac GMC. Because of you.
That's Kelly Clarkson.
You're listening to the Johnny Tesh Radio Show.
Coming up, I want to share some great weight loss tips with you, and they include things like dressing down at work, sitting tall when you're eating, and starting your meal with soup. It's good stuff, and it's next.
Your music, your health, intelligence for your life.
This is the John Tesh Radio Show on The Sun. Greg Stensland is standing by in the newsroom with your afternoon update.
Good afternoon, Greg Stensland, Sunday 97.7 News.